Jeremiah 29:11. Before you were formed in the belly of your mother's womb, I knew you. It's a very familiar scripture, which is often preached and taught. I just want to share what God has given me today on this scripture. So, God knew us in our purest form, how He intended us to live on this earth in the absence of sin and iniquity. Because another very familiar scripture says we were born into sin and shapen in iniquity. That's David talking in the Bible. And because of that, we then spend sometimes a great deal of our life trying to get to the place that God had in mind for us before we were formed in the belly of our mother's womb. Now, of course, we would never get to that place fully because sin is always going to be around. This flesh is never going to get saved. Even as we confess the sinner's prayer and we tap into Holy Spirit as often as we can, and we read the Word of God and we pray and we meditate and we attend church, we're generous, we are benevolent, sin will always be at the door. So we will never be able to get to that pure state until we see Jesus when we cross over. But the point I want to make is that God did have a design in place for our lives that we should want to get to know. We should want to get to that designed place. We should want to spend more time with God to get the answers, get the course, the strategy, the direction from Him so that we can be in full operation. And it's not just for us. It's for the people whose lives we would touch. In however way that would be, it could be as an artist, like a painter, or it could be a singer, it could be a seamstress, it could be a graphic designer, a doctor, a lawyer, politician. So many things that we could name. Just a mom. And there's not a just to that. I take that back. But a mom. A dad. To someone great. There's just so many things that we could be operating in if we fully knew who God had in mind when He created us, when He designed us. I would like to imagine, because I'd like to use my imagination when it comes to God, that scripture, He was saying that He had conversations with us. Like, know there to me is a sense of intimacy. Like, He didn't just create something and throw it together. Like, He spent time with us. I'd like to think that. So in thinking that, I want to get to that design person as much as I can. Again, we're not going to be able to get to that pure state until we see Jesus. And at that point, we're not going to really care because we're going to be in heaven. It's going to be just a whole new thing going on. But while we have our time, our 70 years on this earth, we should educate ourselves and say, I want to get to the closest I can get to being the person that you're talking about, Father, before I was formed in the belly of my mother's womb. Competing for a whole lot of things to get there. A whole lot of traumas, a whole lot of disappointments, a whole lot of rejections. A whole lot of things are competing for us. But we have power to get past all of that. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we have power to get past all that. Because our belief system has to be rooted and grounded in knowing this. That before sin and iniquity attached itself to us, before our mother met our father, our grandfather met our grandmother, and on and on and on and on, God had a person in mind when he thought about us. And that's the person that we should fighting to be. Sometimes it's a fight.